It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Since their inception in San Francisco 6 years ago, Code for America has been enlisting highly trained technology professionals to work with city officials around the country and help make life easier for the rest of us. Last year, it was announced that Pittsburgh had been selected to participate in the program. Pittsburgh's three Code for America fellows recently joined government officials and business owners to announce the city's new roadmap for inclusive innovation. Joining us now to talk about this roadmap and how they plan to bring efficiency to Pittsburgh are the 2015 Pittsburgh Code for America Fellows, Shelley Nee and Patrick Hammonds. Fellows, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're very glad to be here.
Tell us about Code for America, what your mission is and what you're doing here in Pittsburgh. Patrick, we'll start with you.
Sure. Code for America believes that government can work for the people, by the people, in the 21st century. And the way we see that actually happening is by creating technology that actually provides services and better services to citizens.
Like what kind of stuff?
So it's basically the idea is like digital services. So I want to know what day my trash and recycling need to go out. There should be some way to receive that that isn't having to call someone up at government. You should be able to, you know, have an application or a reminder, an email or something to give you that information. There's a lot of other examples, but that's just one of them.
What are your backgrounds? How were you guys paired together? Shelley?
My background is in design, both product design from Stanford and interaction design from the School of Visual Arts. And also working on a lot of small teams. I've worked a lot in startups, different kinds of mobile products, and most recently have been involved in consulting and research with more social innovation types of organizations. And through my master's thesis at SVA, came to see how difficult public services were to navigate for especially people with few resources in New York. So in the last couple of years, I've made a really deep dive into improving the delivery and implementation of public services.
And have you seen other cities implementing the kind of technology that you're working on? Are there cities that provide a particularly good, you mentioned being in New York, Shelley, are there cities that provide a particularly good example or schematic, if you will, for a city like Pittsburgh to learn from?
That's a good question. I feel definitely as a fellow at Code for America, just in the Code for America office, or even going to brigade meetings. Brigades are the volunteer arm of Code for America. Anyone can join them, whether or not you consider yourself a tech expert or you're just really interested in making your city a better place to live in. Brigades meet on a regular basis and work on projects that members want to work on. In Pittsburgh, for instance, people are working on a police blotter that shows, like, accurately, I believe, like, where crime is happening and when in the city. But back to your question, I do feel part of a greater movement of interested people in the public who want to make the places they live better for everyone else. And there are many cities that are of a similar size and age as Pittsburgh, but I really feel, especially after being at the Roadmap for Inclusive Innovation press conference, that Pittsburgh is really on the leading edge of something. We're thinking about technology and innovation here, sure, like many other cities, but it seems like government leadership is also thinking about how do we help people with fewer resources access the new technology that is coming to the area.
And Patrick, what have you heard from users and clients about the projects that you've created?
So far, our applications have been, the two applications that have been launched the earliest were mainly for government employees. So our guiding philosophy this year with this team is that if you make a bureaucrat's life better, they're going to in turn make the lives of the citizens they serve better. So one of the things that we have seen a lot is these tools that are built for government workers that are just awful. They're almost antagonistically bad. And so we tried to make tools that are simple, easy to use, beautiful, that they can actually you know, do their work in a way that, and when you do that, when you actually build for and not just for, but with your users, then you actually get to see a lot of great impact. And so most of our responses have been are overwhelmingly positive. There have been, I mean, with one of the applications, there are bugs. There are things that need to be solved kind of after launch and after you actually have users. And so that's actually what we've been doing right now, is fielding a lot of questions and a lot of feedback about specific maybe problems with data or problems with features and adding new features and kind of ironing things out.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking about Code for America and the work that's being done here in Pittsburgh with Pittsburgh's Code for America Fellows. In studio with us are Code for America Fellows Shelley Nee and Patrick Hammonds. Do you think Pittsburgh can sustain what you've implemented even after you're gone?
We are in the phase of launching our final product, one of our final products, and are opening conversations about the sustainability piece. One of the things that we've been really lucky to have in a city partner this year is they've been building around us. So they brought one of our closest stakeholders was brought on when we were brought on to help shepherd this project through and to help maintain a lot of the data as we leave. And that's been, you don't see that every year. We've been really, really lucky and really grateful for that. But also we're having conversations with Innovation and Performance, which is the tech wing, the tech department in City Hall, and talking about ways to actually maintain the software and the code base when we leave. Those are conversations that are ongoing, but we're very confident that that's being built around us, so we're happy.
This year has been proclaimed the year of procurement, and we've been really lucky, as Patrick said, to sort of ride that wave.
And Shelley, what applications do you use that improve your experience in cities around the country?
That's a good question. I have not used these applications all the way, so to speak, but when I was living in New York, I was a designer in residence at an incubator called Significance Labs, now called Blue Ridge Labs, and the mission of the incubator was to design products and services for low-income residents of New York. And there, my team was really interested in making government applications easier to navigate, and we decided on food stamps as a application experience that could be very much improved. So I went to many different benefits offices, sat in the offices, talked to people about their experience, and ended up designing a application for food stamps that is really easy to use on a smartphone.
How did you arrive at the conclusion that it was food stamps that needed to be improved? Obviously, you must have been hearing something from folks there about the difficulty in either accessing them or using them in some way.
Sure. We were thinking about public services that provide a lot of needed financial security to folks on the ground. And food stamps is interesting because it is federally funded. So states have an incentive to get more people who need food stamps using the program so that they can get more budget. So we thought it was like a politically advantageous thing to get into.
Sure. Okay.
And so we developed this application. I almost went through the whole application process, but of course, like, I didn't actually qualify. And in California, there's a great Code for America initiative working on improving the food stamp experience in California.
And so have you heard from many folks or people who are working in these agencies saying, hey, this kind of changed the whole game?
We had a lot of support working in the city of Philadelphia with the team that I was working with a particular office. The initials are CEO, and their charge from the mayor is to promote social service safety net programs within the city. So they were really happy when they met us because they do a lot of promotion of, hey, you should sign up for this. And they had met my team, which was making the sign up process a lot easier.
Tell us about the website that you've just launched called Beacon.
Sure. The story of Beacon starts on the first day of our fellowship in Pittsburgh, where we were asked to help out with the Small Business Resource Fair. It's a recurring event where small businesses can come and get any question about running a business, starting a business in Pittsburgh answered. And we met so many interested businesses, businesses who really wanted to work on city contracts, but had a lot of questions about how to get started, like, what are the requirements to becoming a city vendor, and where do they find current or upcoming opportunities to apply for city jobs as a business? And they had come all the way downtown on a Wednesday night after work just to get these questions answered, because the answers are pretty hard to find. Like, they're scattered all over the internet. Sometimes they're behind a paywall for a third-party service that has opportunity information, or they're hard to access behind like a really long sign-up process. And we realized there wasn't one single web resource for businesses who are interested in providing goods and services to the city.
Right. So we, back in April, we were noticing this communications gap. So we're talking to City Parks Department, the Parks Department here, and they had told us a story about they had put a contract out to bid for cleaners, to people to come and clean all their facilities, and they weren't able to actually receive a large enough pool of bidders to make a good choice. So they'd get one or two responses. And at that point, you just kind of have to go with whoever shows up, and you're not really like returning value on that bid. So we approached that as you would with anything else. If you're launching a product, make a marketing site, allow people to sign up for information about this upcoming opportunity. Get information about how to respond, all this, that. And we were able to see it go from two bidders to 16 in a month. So we were really happy with that. So we launched Beacon just yesterday, which is for all opportunities. So right now, if you go to buildpgh.com/beacon, you can enter, if you're a business owner, enter your email and you say what kind of service or good you provide, and you will get tailored notifications to your inbox whenever a new opportunity is posted that matches. And there's actually opportunities there right now that you can look at even if you don't sign up. One that's really interesting is the municipal ID feasibility study. The mayor's office is trying to look into having a municipal ID rather than having to rely on a state ID or some kind of other ID for voting and different things you need an ID for. And that RFP that request for proposals is available right now if you go to that site.
Very cool.
So we just want to invite everyone to sign up if they have a business and they're interested to work with the city.
So to kind of sum all of this up, what have you taken away from your experience as a fellow here in Pittsburgh? And we'll start with Patrick and then go to Shelley.
One of the things that I spend a lot of time thinking about now as the year's wrapping up, I feel like in the technology field, I spend a lot of time thinking about the things I don't know and the things I want to learn and the things I want to get better at, and in like a technical sense, right? Like I want to know that language, I want to know that framework, whatever it is, and I think that's going to be the solution to everything. This work with governments, the lift is actually very low as far as technology goes. The level of programming and level of development that needs to actually happen in a technical sense isn't like huge. We're not doing, Spotify or something like that. We're not like handling that kind of level of data. But at the same time, there needs to be people that are like actually, coherent when it comes to technology. But mostly the thing I'm taking away the most is just that it's about relationships. The reason why things don't maybe work as well in a lot of governments isn't because the technology isn't there. It's because the people that are working together don't work together for some reason. So a lot of what we've been doing is process. We've been getting people in the room that don't talk to each other all the time. That's been the most fruitful. Just getting people in this department, in like OMB, for example, that handles procurement, talking to their using departments in more of like face-to-face way. When the only interaction you have with a coworker is through an angry email, you're not going to have a very good relationship, and you're probably not going to, in the end, be providing services that actually serve the citizens.
What will you be taking away from your experience here in Pittsburgh?
I really have enjoyed meeting all the different people in city government, at the county, and also local businesses. It's really about, as Patrick said, the people that this city runs, despite technology that might be older or siloed communication. People do what it takes to get the job done. Like, we've met like really amazing people in first responder departments, like emergency medical services or firefighters, who feel a little hamstrung by contracts that they're trying to get that are taking a long time, or things that have fallen through the cracks, but they still get the needles that save people's lives. They still buy the protective equipment that they need, even though they know it takes longer. They get it done.
Mm. Well, it's very interesting to hear your views and the impressions that you'll be taking away from Pittsburgh. And I think I can say, just based on this brief conversation we've just had, that on behalf of the people of Pittsburgh, we appreciate the work you've been doing here. And we appreciate your coming into our studios here at Essential Pittsburgh. Shelley Nee and Patrick Hammonds, they are Code for America Fellows. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.